about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
While we're, you know, looking at this affluenza case, right? You know, a kid had, you know, killed four people in a drunk driving accident and was able to get off without jail time because of affluenza. You know, I come from a generation where, we were poor and we always knew we had to take care of our parents and take care of our grandparents. And so, it was kind of rough growing up. And so I kind of turned around and spoiled my kids. You know, they don't get punished like I used to. They don't seem to do the same type of chores I had to. I, you know, just want them to do their homework. I mean, their job is to do their homework, etc. Well, you know, the other night I got a little concerned that maybe I do need to teach my kids a little bit more about everyday life. I thought I was, but I was one of my children, and I'm not, you know, doing this to make fun of him, but he's not going to listen to the show, so I don't have to worry about him getting embarrassed. But I can tell you guys this. You know, I told him to, he wanted to wear a pair of pants for school, and I told him to put it in the washer. Now, you would think, all right, you know, at this point in time, you know, because he always bugs me when I'm doing laundry. I mean, I thought I had taught him how to do laundry. So what he does is he opens up the washer that still has wet clothes in it. He takes the pants, the dirty pants, shoves them in the washer that had water on it, right, closes it, and then I guess hits a button. And, you know, I had come over to see to make sure he wasn't going to splash the detergent into his eyes. And he goes, what detergent? What? I just pushed the button. And I go, you seriously thought the clothes wash by sticking the piece of pants in and just hitting a button? How do you think the soap gets in there? Okay, so after making him feel like he was really stupid, I mean, you know, like my mom used to with me, I remember the look my mom used to give me. Now, remember, I was not the sharpest tool in the shed. In fact, even though I was National Honor Society, 1450 on my SAT, full academic scholarship for my grades, 4.3 grade point average, I was the dumbest of all four of my mom's kids. I had the least amount of street smarts. You know, I got the best grades in the family, but that didn't mean anything. I remember the look my mom would give me, like, how could you be this stupid type of thing? And I guess, you know, so I gave that, you know, same look to my son going, are you kidding me? You know, you take out the dry clothes, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, then you put the dirty clothes, then you take some soap and then you push a button. You get to push a button. You don't have to dial it. You don't have to churn it. You don't have to hit the clothes with a rock. All you have to do is hit a button, but you got to still put the soap in there. And then, you know, I realized my other son did something just as stupid. I mean, my other son, when he was roughly his age, my other son wanted to make some, and I love my boys, they're smart kids, but I'm the one at fault for this. My son wanted to make some hot chocolate. So he gets, and I go, Mom, can I make it by myself? I go, sure, you can make hot chocolate by yourself. So my son takes the packet of, you know, Swiss Miss or whatever, you know, the white packet with the little foil. He sticks the little rectangular packet in the microwave and hits a minute. All right, I thank God walk into the kitchen and I see all the fire and sparks going on in the microwave because there's metal in the packet. So I quickly open it up and I'm like, what the hell is this? And my other son goes, I was making hot chocolate. I go, where's the cup? Where's the water? You don't just stick a dry packet. You stick a dry packet of cocoa mix, and that's supposed to turn into a cup of liquid? So I gave him the you're so stupid look. And I mean, look, listen, they're my kids. I love my kids. They're very, very smart kids. And I didn't mean to give them that look. I just had that look like, huh? And, I mean, we all do stupid things. But, I mean, are we really not teaching our kids? I mean, when I was younger, you know, I knew a lot about hunting and guns and gardening and farming and cleaning and cooking. And I, you know, what do your kids, I mean, if your kids had to be out there in the wild, have they been in Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts? Okay, my husband was a Cub Scout or Boy Scout, and, you know, so he wanted to be a den dad, and he hasn't yet, but he's my boys know how to make a fire. My boys know how to do all that stuff. They obviously don't know a lot of the more domesticated type activities because I haven't taught them, and neither has hubby. And all right, amen. Brad's an Eagle Scout. Nice going, Brad. But I mean, why, what are we really teaching our kids? I bet you anything that your kids are very adept at a computer, which, by the way, is helpful because for a lot of us, we're really computer illiterate. So that's really good. I mean, my son knows his way around electronics. He understands batteries. I still don't know what direction to put a battery in if I can't see the little indentation on the plastic, right? You know, my boys are good with that. But if, you know, I'm raising two sons, and if they don't know how to make a cup of hot chocolate, if they don't know how to wash a pair of pants, I'm not doing my job as a parent. So when you see this teenage boy who is being diagnosed with affluenza, I guess being a part of a family that is mollycoddling him and, you know, not teaching him responsibility or setting limits, you need to set some limits. Now, one thing we need to talk about is I've gotten some emails over the past couple of years on how far do you push your kids if classmates of theirs have committed suicide. And that's something we're going to talk about in this next segment. I mean, you know, when I grew up, it was rough. I mean, no way. My kids would, I mean, if they pulled one millionth the crap they pulled with me on my dad or mom, they'd have no teeth. They wouldn't have a limb. I mean, you just didn't do what you did back then, that they do now. But we have this fear with these teenage suicide that if we do limit our kids or say no, we're at risk of them committing suicide. Again, that's our fault. Okay, you know, they need to, you know, have the School of Hard Knocks way earlier than we're instituting it. So we're going to talk about that. Today we're also going to talk about a woman, 82 years old, was found to have a fetus that she was carrying around for 40 years. So the baby she has in her belly basically is as old as many of us, of course dead, and she had no idea. We're also going to talk about how experts believe California is in no condition to get a major earthquake, and they think it can affect 10 million people. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful Christmas season. Happy Hanukkah and just wonderful holiday season for all of you. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pretty soon, we should be solidifying our iHeartRadio stream, so I will let you guys know when that happens. Pretty exciting stuff for those of you that have iHeartRadio. I've been a huge fan of iHeartRadio, so I'm really, really honored to be able to have the show on there. We'll keep you guys posted as that happens. Okay, so, you know, I think we all could agree that children are spoiled now, and if any of you are younger, and I don't want to insult you or alienate you, but I have to admit, you guys have it a hell of a lot easier. You really do. Okay, you have it a lot easier, but then on the flip side, you also have it a lot more difficult too. Okay, when I was going to school, all right, if I accidentally had a boobie fall out of an outfit, nobody really was walking around with any sort of camera, such that that would be on any sort of video footage. So I was pretty much okay. Yet nowadays, anything you do or say will be forever thrown in the cybersphere. That's difficult. I would not want to be a kid right now. I wouldn't. Okay? Plus, you know, when I grew up, we had really cool music. Right? You had Van Halen. You had Rush. You had Depeche Mode. You had Def Leppard. You guys have Justin Bieber. So I get that, okay? I mean, I'm not saying you have, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you guys are in lollipop land right now. I mean, you still have it kind of tough. But, you know, still, I don't know. I've never been to a Justin Bieber concert. I haven't. Sorry. But I have to say, I mean, I think we can all agree that there are less responsibilities, okay? My growing up, I knew that the second I was going to make any sort of money, it had to go into the family pot. I also knew that I was going to have to take care of my grandparents, take care of my parents, which I did. Even in college, I was financially helping whoever I could help. So it was just the way, I mean, I had three jobs while going to college. I, you know, made it work. That's just how we were raised, okay? Yes, I really disliked a lot of my teenage years. I really disagreed with a lot of what my parents did, how they punished us, how they raised us, you know. But I also loved my parents. I respected them, and I never thought of suicide, all right? Nowadays, it's easier for a child to commit suicide because there's so much media bombardment on how to do it, who did it, glorification of who does it, such that, you know, some of the things that would have prevented you or I from doing it may not nowadays. Okay? You know, I mean, when I grew up, I knew of a couple ways. I'm not going to bring those up because I don't want, you know, people taking notes. But, most of the ways were still pretty painful. There was maybe one or two painless ways, but we had seen these suicide prevention films. I remember there was one movie we had to see with the guy from Gremlins, you know, and how sad it was. And we were like, well, I'm not going to do that to my parents. You know, that stinks. And you know, pretty much a lot of us didn't go there, thank God. All right? But, you know, nowadays, they're like, oh, well, you could do this, you could do this, you could do this, and you'll be glorified. You could say your goodbyes before you do it. And, oh, my gosh, as a parent of two kids that are coming into their teenage years, I am scared to death. A very close friend of mine's daughter had committed suicide. I mean, what is going on? What is so bad? Okay, now I understand cyberbullying. Oh my gosh, if anything like that happened to me, yeah, I could see myself go, oh, I want to die. I mean, as a child. Okay, that could be scary stuff. Something being out there on the internet of you naked or of you being assaulted. I mean, oh my gosh. So what do you do if you're trying to not have a child who suffers from affluenza, shall we say, where they really were not told no? Okay, how do you say no to these kids without thinking there's going to be some suicidal repercussions? Well, if your child is holding you hostage, making you think they're going to commit suicide, that kid needs some psychiatric help. Then that kid needs a couple good life lessons taught to him. And we'll talk about that. But let's go back and, you know, why aren't we as strict with our kids? Well, I mean, one thing for me is, you know, because I work so much, all right? I mean, I felt so guilty working that, I mean, when I come home, I'm not going to punish my kids. It's all going to be hugs and kisses. I can't wait to see my kids. So if they did get in trouble or did get detention in the way beginning, I really didn't do much. Now, oh, yeah, now they're grounded. Okay, I don't tolerate detention, and I've gotten a lot tougher. But in the way beginning, if they got in trouble in school, I usually found, you know, asked what did they do when I found out that it's because they made a joke or something. I was like so proud. I mean, I celebrated wrong parenting, very wrong parenting. All right. I didn't hit the kids. We didn't really spank. We tried the spankings. Didn't really work. The kids laughed. We tried the timeouts. That was a joke. And it took us years to figure out a punishment that we could stick to that would really sting. You know, like taking away the computer, you know, not allowing sleepovers, certain sort of groundings, you know, yeah. But again, I was trying to avoid the way I was punished growing up. So we just don't like corporal punishment in our house. I don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it works. And again, you could get arrested. So, I understand why a lot of parents, they don't have time. They're tired. You know, same thing with schoolwork. I mean, when I came home, you didn't even talk. You didn't even say hi. You just go and do your homework. Yeah, your mom will feed you, but no talking, no singing, no playing, homework, homework, homework. Nowadays, we're so exhausted. You know, we pop on the TV, I'll watch Pawn Stars reruns, and I'll just try to cool down mentally. You know, we'll talk. I'll talk to the kids about what's going on, and it's kind of fun time. Then they do their homework late at night. We're really losing a lot of the structure. It's not very military style in my household like it was when I was growing up. Okay, so I know why I'm to blame if I have kids that seem to be a little more spoiled. Okay, am I going to buy them a car? Hell no. They have to buy. I had to buy my own car. My first car had no air conditioning. Boy, that builds up character when you live in a place like Las Vegas. All right. I mean, radio was just AM, FM, obviously. I had to put in something so I could actually have a cassette tape in there. But you had to work for it. You had to work for things. And that's what we're trying to do with our kids. They need to work for it. They also need to know that the family is one unit. I'm hoping they don't have to support me and my husband like I had to help support my family. But they know that if a family needs help, you know, if they have cousins that need help, et cetera, if they're more fortunate, yeah, they help out. We're a family. That's what we do. We don't rely on the government to take care of us. We help each other. And that, you know, and we help our country. We help others. Charity. It's the most I could do as a parent, and I need to do a lot more. So what happens if you have a child who you think if you don't let them go to homecoming, or you don't let them go to prom, or you ground them, they're going to turn around and kill themselves. Okay, well, you cannot have a child hold you hostage like that. You can't. You can't be afraid to discipline your child. I mean, and, you know, fair discipline. All right, you can't do that. So if you think you have a child that's already hinting that way, or if you suspect that your child is leaning towards that type of behavior, you need to get them into therapy right away. All right, number two, and again, I mean, if you're atheist, I completely understand. But if you do have some spirituality, get them into their pastor. All right? I mean, one reason why I never even thought of suicide is because I was taught at a very early age that if you did, you're not going to heaven. All right, God's very mad. Only God decides when you die, not you. And so I was so scared to death of the afterlife, there was no way. Yet, of course, people are receiving information that, oh, no, you know, afterlife is cool. You know, it's Care Bears and this and, you know, so I mean, you know, maybe, you know, religion can really lead them some guidance on, you know, what the afterlife could be like and why life isn't really that bad. We don't want people scared of the afterlife, but, you know, where there's ways to cope. Okay, if you look at what our forefathers had to, you know, go through in the Old Testament and New Testament. You know, and the other thing that could be hurting your kid is if your kid is in a more affluent school. Okay, I was one of the poorest kids in my high school. So seeing everybody have it better, to me, was in my face. Well, you know, maybe your kids, you know, if I understand everybody wants to try to put their kids in the best fancy school. I get that. But if, you know, everybody and their mother is driving Porsches and Lamborghinis and having iPads and iPhones, yeah, your kid's going to have a fit thinking they're odd man out. Have your kid go to a school or go to schools like I went to. I went to 12 schools, all right? And then some of these schools, wow, all right? Seeing kids, you know, come to school all bruised up, right? Seeing kids get beaten up at school, all right? Having to defend myself with a broken bottle when a fight broke out, all right? I learned to realize, you know what? I don't have it that bad. And I got it good. So, you know, you need to, you know, there has to be some perspective. And spoiling your kid, I don't think, does them any good. We need to unspoil them. You could reward them. You just don't spoil them. All right, when we come back, an earthquake hitting California. Why we aren't ready. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook and at the Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so experts warn that Southern California is not prepared for a major earthquake that would affect 10 million people. Many of you say, well, duh, they've been talking about this for decades, how if a major quake struck the San Andreas fault line, people have been theorized that California would end up in the ocean and all that, and then, you know, Vegas would be beachfront property. Now, I don't think that, but I do believe that Earth and nature is more powerful than man, so I'm not surprised by this. All right, but I'm always grateful when the media, I don't really want to use the word scares, but brings to our attention that we need to do some preparatory work, okay? Because what happened with Fukushima in Japan was horrible and devastating. And if we have nuclear plants along fault lines, we may need to get our acts together. Now, I guess speaking at the American Geophysical Union in San Francisco, Dr. Lucy Jones said that when the quote-unquote big one hits the southern part of the state, the damage could be much worse and could endure for much longer than we previously imagined. She's an advisor for risk reduction at the U.S. Geological Survey. She warned that electrical fibers and gas pipes along the San Andreas fault line, while old water pipes, would not withstand the impact. All right, this type of earthquake is supposed to hit once every 150 to 200 years, and I guess there are theorizing that Southern California would be cut off from the rest of the country. All right, I don't want to say geologically, but more sociologically. In her lecture entitled Imagine America Without Los Angeles, she said that when a high-magnitude earthquake rocks the San Andreas Fault, the damage will be way worse than the 1994 Northridge earthquake, which collapsed buildings. All right. Apparently, 10 million Californians could be affected. Loss of jobs, school, economic hardships, and an end all to many of the Southern California cities. Many of us remember the Northridge earthquake and what happened on the freeway with the freeway. It was just absolutely devastating. And so, you know, by earthquake magnitude, we're talking like a 7.8. I mean, we're talking a pretty, pretty heavy high one. I think a 4.3 earthquake just hit earlier today. Haven't heard much about the damage from that thus far. And earthquakes always happen. I mean, we feel earthquakes all the time. I mean, you know, sometimes you can even feel them in Nevada. So smaller earthquakes happen all the time, but they're talking about the big one. And remember, the west coast of our country and Canada is expecting an earthquake, because remember, we had Chile hit, we had New Zealand hit, we had Japan hit, so the fourth corner is the northeastern corner of the Pacific, or our west coast. All right, the USGS quote-unquote shakeout report predicted it could take 6 months for the broken water pipes to be replaced across Southern California following a quake. No water pipes, no water. In the Northridge earthquake, if you remember, 57 people died, 87 people were injured. Property damage was estimated to reach $20 billion. The epicenter, of course, was in the San Fernando Valley. You heard stories of what happened with insurance companies where the deductibles were so damn high. I mean, it changed the insurance market in California now for earthquakes. And, you know, pretty devastating. My husband's family had just devastating work to their house. They couldn't live in it. And the structural damage, because, again, that's, you know, they live near Northridge. And unfortunately, with people dying, injuries, et cetera, yeah, we should prepare. We've talked about earthquake preparedness and where to go, and, you know, and we'll definitely revisit that. But, I mean, are we prepared for something like that? I mean, you know, if a Fukushima happens, okay, you know, in our country, are we prepared? You know, I mean, I remember the hoarding of the potassium iodide pills to protect people's thyroid after Fukushima. I mean, you know, I think, you know, we should just always have some sort of preparedness. You know, I'm a big fan of freeze-dry guy. I'm a big fan of having generators. I'm a big fan of having, you know, duplicates of medications and your important papers in waterproof packaging, and, you know, having a weapon, of course, of some sort to protect yourself. Because unfortunately, during time of chaos, sometimes your biggest enemy is your fellow man, and you want to protect yourself. And I know Walking Dead. I gotta tell you, with the whole Walking Dead series, you know, I've been watching Walking Dead. I think it's a little too gory at times, but you know, you see people hooking up with other people, and you think the hooking up of other people will keep them safe and in numbers, and you would think people would be civil. And then you see sometimes your worst enemies families are the other people. And you worry that somebody's going to kill you for your food and for your supplies. And it's crazy, you know, to see what happens. And I'm not saying Walking Dead is realistic by any means, but that can happen. The looting, I mean, we've seen, you know, tons of cases where people will be advantageous and aggressive towards each other. So we've talked about what should be in your emergency pack. We won't revisit that now, but I mean, you know, I don't think we're ever prepared enough. We have an 82-year-old woman, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show from Bogota, and who, I guess she's a Colombian woman, had a 40-year-old fetus inside of her, had no idea. We call it a lithopedion, or a stone baby, where the unborn child develops outside the womb. The mother had 40-some years ago thought she had a stomach bug. Okay? I guess maybe got over it, right? The fetus must have died and not caused any other, symptoms. All right? But apparently she recently had a scan and she found that she had a calcified fetus who had been probably in her for 40 years. Right now there's 300 cases reported in the medical literature. Yes, the baby is dead. All right, and she had noticed something abnormal in her abdomen. Then when they checked, a pregnancy test wouldn't have picked it up because obviously if the baby's dead, your body's not producing the hormones. So there had to be an ultrasound or a scan. And what happened is, how I look at it is the egg probably landed outside the uterus. So it was a viable pregnancy. Sperm met egg, but as it left the fallopian tube where you get pregnant, it didn't land when it the uterus, it landed outside the uterus. So there was more room. It just, unfortunately, it wasn't able to, you know, form the placenta and everything else that it needed to stay alive. An ectopic pregnancy can kill the mom. This is a very rare case where the baby, I mean, it looks like skull, etc. Now, back in 2009, there was a 92-year-old Chinese woman who had a 60-year-old, quote-unquote, stone baby inside her. Yet the first reported case was, I guess, a 68-year-old French woman, Madame Colombie Chatry, reported at a Daily Mail. She had died back in 1582. When they had done an autopsy, they found a baby that they believed she had carried for 28 years. Why 28 years? Because they probably calculated when she stopped ovulating. Wow. Freaky stuff. Absolutely freaky. All right. So, you know, what do you do if you have abdominal pain? Like I said, you know, I mean, if you're menopausal, I don't think a pregnancy test would, if you're like in your 60s or 70s, would tell us much. You get that ultrasounded or you get that CAT scanned, okay? You just never know. I've had women say, you know, look, do I need to use protection? I've had my tubes tied. You know, I've heard that you could still get pregnant. Absolutely. You can still get pregnant having your tubes tied. I have diagnosed pregnancy in 5 women in my career who had their tubes tied, and they were pregnant. Why? Because the egg must have, either the tube tied was not a very well done. I mean, it was older. This was when I was a training, so we're talking 15 years ago. But either the tubal ligation was not done properly, or somehow that egg, you know, hop, skipped, and jumped down to where it needed to be. Okay, met up with the sperm and got pregnant. So things do happen. Weird things happen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. When we come back, cash will be obsolete in 3 years, according to PayPal. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Well, of course, getting their name back in the media, PayPal has made headlines saying cash will be obsolete in 3 years. All right. I mean, I got to admit, I use less cash. Of course, the one time I had cash in my wallet was the one time we got broken into, which really blows. But what do you do? Anyway, PayPal, from what we understand, is now, I guess, and by the way, PayPal is owned by eBay. I don't know if you guys know that, but yeah. So, I mean, if you thought eBay was smart, now even smarter, right, with PayPal. You see, I got to give these guys credit. I think the eBay guys live in Vegas. I don't know, y'all, you wonder, you know, did I run into them at the grocery store or something? That's pretty cool. Apparently, they say you could download PayPal apps to your smartphone, which can then be paired with a payment system at participating retailers. So what's going to happen is you're going to be using mobile phone apps and cards, so that you don't really need to carry cash. Now, okay, what would that mean if we do become a cashless society? Well, you know, one is, you know, when people beg for money on the street, it's going to be hard to give it to them. You know, I told you, I mean, I love New Orleans. When I was in New Orleans last year, it was amazing. But we went through all our cash. You know, people were asking for money. We gave it to them. And, you know, I'm wondering, if we didn't have any cash, what do you do? I mean, you know, when people say, I don't have any cash, you know, nobody believes them. Well, what if? I mean, there's a lot of people that, I mean, even when I live in Vegas, you have a lot of people up on the side of the freeway, right? Down ramp when you're getting off the ramp, you know, waiting at the stoplight, you know, and you hand them cash. I mean, you know, how do you help other people if you don't have any cash for donations? What about the, you know, Salvation Army and the bells and things like that? So, it'll be very interesting to see how, modify that. But with everybody using their smartphone, etc., what worries me about that is if you lose your phone, then you can't pay for anything. So that makes me a little nervous. But they say shoppers can authorize payments from their phone, money immediately transferred to the trader. And so just like you do on the internet, you'll be able to do this on a regular basis. PayPal suggests that most consumers do not carry more than $20 cash on them. You can still get yourself some food if you have to. You can still buy yourself some gas, etc. I'm very, very nervous about us being on an all computerized system. I'm not worried about like Y2K or anything like that, but I believe that certain grids do not have the backup, right, or the security protection that they claim to. So I would be extremely nervous that everything goes down and then we aren't able to use cash. But think about it. I mean, we all would have to be cashless for this not to work. I mean, if you have cash and somebody else, you know, and you go to a store and they're like, sorry, we don't have cash, we don't take cash, you're screwed. I mean, cash would be worthless. Now, you know, like many of you have said, our cash is worthless as it is with inflation. And I hear you, $20 can't buy jack diddly squat. But I believe PayPal. I can see it. You know, I'm very rarely using cash these days. It's all on the credit card. It's all debit card, etc. So interesting stuff. And keep in mind also, you know, with the height of internet purchasing, you're going to see less retail stores getting business. That could cause some huge economic changes when it comes to retail and staffing. You know, if many people are buying over the internet and you could technically use less staff, right, because it's internet-based or home-based, it'll be interesting to see what happens with the economy. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, there was a report that you could treat autism with warm baths and worms. Apparently, there was a study saying swallowing whipworm eggs for 12 weeks, people with autism became more adaptable and less likely to engage in repetitive actions. Now, the lead author on this study was Dr. Eric Hollander, director of the Autism and Obsessive Compulsive Spectrum Program at Montefiore Medical Center in New York City. They said they found the individuals had less discomfort associated with the deviation in their expectations, less likely to have a temper tantrum, or act out. It's called the whipworm study. Whipworm. Then they found that hot baths for children with autism improve symptoms. Inflammation caused by a hyperactive immune system, I guess, is suspected to contribute to autism. So they think that maybe the hot bath opens up the blood vessels, maybe protects them against some inflammatory. I don't know. So, you know, when I read this, I'm like, well, I mean, I know whenever, you know, my kids would get grumpy, you know, making them a bath always seemed to help, or letting them kind of hang out in the shower. I mean, for me, if I come home and I'm stressed, I take a hot bath, I feel better. So I think there's something soothing about the water, not cold water, throwing a kid into a swimming pool, cold water they don't like. But, you know, I think warm baths are very, very therapeutic. Whether it prevents autism, that's a whole nother subject I couldn't even comment on. But I found that to be kind of fascinating. Then scientists have discovered another genetic code. Apparently another code within the DNA has been discovered by scientists. All right, and it was first deciphered, well, the genetic code was first deciphered back in the 1960s, okay? And then a new study from the University of Washington found that, I guess, these genomes that use the genetic code, all right, well, they use proteins, basically, and there's a couple different languages they call it. One language describes how the proteins are made, and then the other helps direct the genetic activity in cells. One language is, I guess, written on top of the other. So that's why, I guess, scientists only figured it out till now. You have the genetic code. Now they're saying, wait a second, we have a second genetic code, which is the language that helps define the first code. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't, you know, understand why this is exciting. But according to Dr. John Stamatioannopoulos, he is an associate professor of genomic sciences and medicine. He thinks this stuff is pretty cool. He said, now we know that this basic assumption of this DNA genetic code, all right, because it was only half the picture. So the other code may tell us where diseases can develop. This is being reported by drugs.com, right? And it can maybe help us explain why certain genes go awry. Right now, we just say, well, I guess genes did it, and, you know, it's all up to the genes. Well, there's a little bit more to that, all right? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This headline caught my eye. Apparently, Dr. Brownstein, okay, there's an article here, 5 signs that you'll get cancer. Apparently, there's a video, it's a complimentary video, where you'll see 7 simple steps to prevent cancer, how to help your body naturally kill cancer cells, easiest ways to avoid cancer-causing factors. I've taught you guys this on my show, the relationship between iodine and cancer, and more. All right, it's a video. It's supposed to be a free video. I haven't seen it yet, but I, I've been asked about certain visual clues that people could have telling you if you will have a malady. We've talked about Frank's sign in the ear. That diagonal crease in the earlobe could signify that you have heart disease. We talked about lesser trillae and these certain type of vicious looking moles on the back that look like the moles were kind of smudged with your thumb, and you have multiples of those. That smudging looking on the back could be a sign of some GI or gastrointestinal malignancy. So there are certain dermatologic manifestations of internal malignancy, and we've talked about some of them. But in terms of this, they're advertising this free video to look at. I'll look at it and I'll tell you what I think. Sorry, I haven't been able to have a chance to do that. Okay, and then bed bugs. Bed bugs, they think, can withstand bitter cold. Many of us have freezing temperatures right now, and apparently scientists have found that these bed bugs are real resilient little suckers. All right? Now, they protect themselves against the freezing by using their body fluids. They suck up your blood. Of course, just like mosquitoes do, that's supposed to warm them up. They do have life stages, and they need at least, I guess, 48 hours at certain degrees. But just because it's cold doesn't mean you may not have bed bugs. All right, guys, stay tuned. More Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You better hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.